It's Wednesday, April 21st, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Aid to the Church in Need released their Religious Freedom in the World Report 2021. The report found that religious freedom is violated in nearly one-third of the world's countries, where two-thirds of the world's population lives. The report identified 26 countries where persecution exists across Northern Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. Persecution against faith communities increased over the past 2 years in all but one of those countries. The report found that authoritarian regimes like China and majoritarian religious nationalists in countries like India and Myanmar were major drivers of persecution. Transnational Islamist networks spreading jihadist violence are also on the rise. Please pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ around the world. Former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo recently expressed his disappointment in the Biden administration for walking away from the issue of religious liberty. Pompeo told the Christian Post, quote, "For 4 years, the Trump administration and the State Department, when I was leading it, placed a real premium on working around the world to promote religious freedom. I have watched the Biden administration deprioritize this issue of religious freedom. We created something called the Commission on Unalienable Rights to look at the human rights conditions for people around the world and how American diplomats ought to execute that mission. They have essentially disowned that work, which was glorious work," end quote. The Wall Street Journal reports that China is waiting for the release of their once-a-decade census. Demographers anticipate the data will show a sharp drop in births last year, representing a fourth year of decline. The last time births increased was in 2016, after the one-child policy was lifted. During China's early years under communism, dictator Mao Zedong called for women to join the workforce and delay marriage and having children. Now, President Xi Jinping is trying to bring back family values, even deleting numerous women's rights groups from social media. Since 2014, fewer people in China are getting married, and more people are getting divorced. Meanwhile, in the U.S., several large states are also seeing birth rates drop in 2020 and into 2021. Florida recorded nearly 210,000 births last year, down 5% from 2019. Last year, births dropped by 3% in Arizona, 4% in Iowa, and 6% in California. These states also experienced declines in the opening months of 2021 compared with 2019. Psalm 127, verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." The CDC reports over 132 million U.S. adults received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose. That's over half of U.S. adults. 85 million, or about a third of all adults, are fully vaccinated. On Tuesday, the Oklahoma Senate voted in favor of a heartbeat bill. The bill would outlaw abortions on babies with detectable heartbeats, which can be detected starting around 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill now goes to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who has promised to sign it. Yesterday, Hennepin County, Minnesota Judge Peter Cahill announced the jury's verdict in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin related to the charges of the May 25, 2020 death of George Floyd.
Members of the jury, I understand you have a verdict. State of Minnesota, County of Hennepin, District Court, 4th Judicial District, State of Minnesota Plaintiff versus Derek Michael Chauvin, Defendant. Verdict, Count 1. We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to count 1, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. Verdict, count 2. We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to count 2, third-degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. Verdict, count 3. We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to count 3, second-degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April 2021 at 1:45 p.m. 8 weeks from now, we will have sentencing. Bail is revoked, bond is discharged, and the defendant is remanded to the custody of the Hennepin County Sheriff.
Now that the jury found Chauvin guilty on all charges in the death of George Floyd, he faces 40 years in prison. And finally, a study by Barna found that over 80% of practicing Christians leave church services feeling encouraged most of the time. Most churchgoers also feel inspired and forgiven after church. However, about half of churchgoers report feeling guilty at least some of the time after church, and 40% report feeling disappointed at least some of the time. A majority of churchgoers say worship was the most important experience they had all week, and that they were challenged to change something in their lives. James 1 verses 22 and 25 says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. He who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, April 21st in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.